We are going to start our pop quiz. Are you ready? Right. What is the meaning of Freudian psychology? Good boy. Correct. Freud believed that sexuality was linked to the way people developed and to the way that they act later in life. In particular, he focused on the way that people develop a sense of attraction and their sense of self. Now, what was it called when a boy developed a feeling of attraction towards his mother? That's right. An Oedipus complex. Now, Freud held the belief that at a certain point, a son will develop feelings for his mother. And then, feelings of jealousy that he can't have her, when other men, in particular his father, can. Eventually, a boy is supposedly meant to lose these feelings of attraction towards his mother and develop towards a healthy view of relationships. But what did Freud think would happen if someone failed to leave this stage? What happens if, instead of it eventually being deemed impossible for him to get what he wants, he is instead given what he wants? Right. He becomes fixated on his mother, becoming egotistical, needy, aggressive, and obsessive. Nothing like my boy. He just needs reassurance, encouragement, attention, soothing, and doesn't like other boys playing with his toys, particularly this toy. Mm-hmm. just a theory, sweetie. But you still need to learn it for your degree. Now, next question. What is the main barrier to a man developing a normal relationship with his mother? That's right. When your father gets in the way. When you think you can't compete. You give up. Which is why Freud-linked. Freud-linked later life neuroses. With men not having a father figure. With having gotten around there. Men need to repress their urges in another way. And holding on to them once they've matured and developed into strong, sexual, independent men. Then, Jung expanded on this theory and made the opposite. Where a daughter is shaped by her feelings for her father. What's that called? Good boy. Good boy. The Electra complex. And what? What was the reason that Freud didn't like that? Why didn't he think it was a good theory? Come on. Yes. That's it, sweetie. You're doing such a good job. And what in particular did he think made the theories incompatible? That's right. Penis envy. Not compatible with castration anxiety as part of the psychological profile. It might not be something you'd like to talk about, you know, with your dick in your mommy's mouth. But it certainly gets the noggin jogging. Here we go. Now, if you can give me a breakdown of the differences between Freud's early ego psychology theories and the later revisions post-Jung, my good boy gets to come. Because I can tell you're close. Just focus on the feeling of mommy's hands as she runs her fingers up and down your shaft and presses her palm into these full balls. And think of the revision topics start with the different areas of the model and how they govern subconscious desire. Good boy. There we go. Getting closer. Baby, that's not on. You're mixing up points from the pleasure principle with a split ego. Come on, you know this. People stick with the pleasure principle because... No, don't beg. Good boys study for mommy. Good boys get the questions right. Good boys get to come. Think of all that delayed gratification. Come on. You can do it. Ah, that's right. Denial of a change in situation when they don't want to separate from their maternal figure. Not sure why anyone would. But Freud thought it was unhealthy. One more. If you get one more big question right, you can finish. The ego exists to control the functions of our day-to-day life. To stop us from overstepping. And to keep us from making bad decisions. Name the three functions that are most important at doing this. Good. Affect regulation. Judgment. Good boy. Impulse control. The boring one. Very good, baby. Very, very good. I don't think I've ever seen a man more ready to ace his psychology course. Oh, of course I think you're doing good, sweetie. You just needed a bit of positive reinforcement to remember it all in the right order. I mean... It's a difficult subject. But you're all set to get into it. And my boy is gonna kick the shit out of his psychology degree. With his mother's help, of course. Just when it comes up in your coursework or in your exams, just think of my head bobbing up and down. And it'll all come flooding back. Okay, sweetie? Now, what was it after Freud? Oh, right. Pavlov.